We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Friendly viewers, hey means hello in Swedish, a language spoken by approximately 10 million people. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Enfion, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia.
In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, en Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista.
In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños,
Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor.
In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal,
Channel 31 on Aso Parapórica, Tunal Cable Company.
In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia.
Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company.
In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company.
In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company.
In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos.
In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar.
In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10.
In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc.
In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia.
And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión.
In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña.
And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System
on Éxito Visión. En las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas, Televisión. En Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional. And Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheong Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzarh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khurtur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Nations agency helps residents of Myanmar or Burma get a fresh start in life. In ecology news, a United Kingdom student invents an intelligent plant pot. In good governance news, India will provide solar-operated laptops to students. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 12th, is National Grandparents' Day, a holiday in the United States first declared in 1978. It was established to pay tribute to our adoring grandparents and to highlight the important contribution of all seniors. Their wisdom, unconditional love, devotion, and tender care are honored on this day through family celebrations, thoughtful gifts and cards, and special events at schools. We wish our respected elders a delightful Grandparents' Day. May heaven bless you for making the world a more benevolent place through your sharing of life's valuable lessons. Four years ago, on September 7th, Supreme Master Television had our inaugural broadcast in Europe and parts of Africa. Through the grace of the Providence, we are now able to air our programs across the globe and around the clock. We humbly offer our profound gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her enlightened vision, compassionate guidance, and loving care which has enabled our channel to come into existence and reach so many. Today and for the entire week, we are delighted present greetings from dignitaries, celebrities, and well-wishers on the occasion of Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary.
My name is Kishore Dharanani. I'm the Honorary Consul for the Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa. Happy 4th anniversary to Supreme Master's Television. Congratulations with your work. Keep growing.
Fly-in News. Sudden explosion rocks Northern California community. When a main underground gas pipeline exploded on Thursday, September 9, in San Bruno, California, USA, the resulting intense blaze took the lives of at least 4 people, injuring 52, some with life-threatening burns, as it destroyed 37 homes and damaged 8 others in the neighborhood where it occurred. 4 of the injured were firefighters. In an outpouring of support, businesses and individuals from across the San Francisco Bay Area have made donations, including $25,000 from the Safeway Foundation, which has also provided grocery gift cards for those affected and has set up donation areas at 80 local stores throughout the region. The Red Cross also announced that people have called with offers to organize blood drives to address the needs of those injured in the blast. Meanwhile, hundreds of individuals have driven from all over the Bay Area with donations of clothing and other necessary items, along with offers to volunteer their time in any way possible. And an investigation into the cause of the blast has begun.
We are touched by the heartfelt support of the surrounding community and send our thanks to the Safeway Foundation, the Red Cross, and the many people for their caring response. Our sincere sympathies to the loved ones of those lost to this tragic incident as we pray for the rapid recovery of the injured and the soon return to fulfilling lives for all those affected.
Landslide disrupts Italian village. On the night of Thursday, September 9, the River Dragon burst its banks after heavy rainfall on the Amalfi coast of Italy, carrying a massive mudslide through the coastal village of Atrani. The disaster not only swept away cars and other objects, but also a 25-year-old woman who had been working in a local coffee bar, and possibly others. The Civil Defense Department, firemen, and local Coast Guard personnel have been searching tirelessly since the incident by land and sea, but so far have not located anyone yet. Efforts to restore the village were launched immediately to clear the streets from a thick layer of mud and mangled cars. Our thankfulness to all agencies and personnel for your immediate response to this emergency. We pray for the safe recovery of the missing people as we strive to ease such destructive conditions through our gentler regard of the ecosphere.
Multiple quakes jolt Russia's Kuril Islands and Bangladesh. On Thursday, September 9th, 4 tremors jolted the Kuril Islands in Russia's Sakhalin Oblast region. The quakes were centered in the Pacific Ocean, 150 kilometers southeast of Kurilsk, and the largest measured 5.9 on the Richter scale, with the others measuring from 4.8 to 5.4. The next day, Bangladesh was shaken by 2 quakes, measuring 4.0 and 4.8 on the Richter scale, which caused panic among residents as they struck eastern Komilla district. There were reports of cracks in several buildings in the town of Narayanganj. However, the tremors did not generate any threats of a tsunami, nor cause any casualties. We thank heaven for the safeguarding of those in the quake-shaken regions, as we pray that such distressing events are alleviated through humanity's adoption of kinder, eco-stabilizing lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Fly-in News. U.S. President affirms respect for all faiths on 9/11. On the occasion of the 9th anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy, President Barack Obama led a memorial service at the Pentagon of tribute to those who lost their lives. In a televised address to both the nation and the world, the president referred to the values of the United States in honoring the Islamic faith.
But as Americans, we are not and never will be at war with Islam. We champion the rights of every American, including the right to worship as one chooses. As service members and civilians from many faiths do just steps from here.
In remarks made on the eve of 9/11, President Barack Obama also emphasized that practicing Muslims could be found in communities nationwide with the same rights to worship as people from any other religion.
Because we've got millions of Muslim Americans, our fellow citizens in this country. They're going to school with our kids. They're our neighbors. They're our friends. They're our co-workers.
This message was further highlighted during the memorial service.
As Americans, we will keep alive the virtues and values that make us who we are and who we must always be. As Americans, we are not and never will be at war with Islam.
Other religious leaders and congregations also sought to commemorate 9/11 by fostering peace and understanding among religions, including the Clifton Universalist Unitarian Church in Kentucky, which opened its doors to anyone who wanted to read or listen to a 12-hour reading of the Quran, as well as All Saints Episcopal Church in Michigan, which hosted a Quran reading event, and the Antelope Valley Interfaith Council in California, with an interfaith 9/11 Portrait Day service. We respectfully applaud your leadership, your excellency in support of religious groups, in reaffirming the nation's values of honoring with dignity the Islamic faith and Muslim citizens. May such declarations of acceptance and peace lead us soon to the day when our entire world coexists in brotherly harmony and friendship.
World Giving Index links happiness to generosity. The UK-based Charities Aid Foundation has designed the World Giving Index, a survey that covers 153 countries and 95% of the world's population in ranking various types and levels of giving. Their recent evaluation found that Australia and New Zealand ranked number one in generosity in the categories of offering money, time, and help to strangers. Other top five philanthropic nations include Canada, Ireland, Switzerland, and the United States. Among the top 10 are the Netherlands, United Kingdom, and Sri Lanka, with Turkmenistan, Guyana, Sierra Leone, and Laos very closely ranked as well, indicating that the people of these nations demonstrated high levels of contentment. In individual categories, residents of Turkmenistan were found to be the most generous in the world in giving of their time, while Liberians give the most help to strangers. Mr. Richard Harrison, Director of Research at Charities Aid Foundation, said that the most significant and pleasant surprise was that there was a stronger relation between happiness and giving rather than between wealth and giving. He said, "We believe fervently in the importance of charity, both in terms of money and time, as cornerstones of modern life." Thank you, Charities Aid Foundation, for this encouraging report on the giving nature of countries and people across the globe. Let us strive to encourage more generous and happy societies everywhere.
In a question and answer session during Supreme Master Television's 4th year anniversary concert, Gifting Peace, guest of honor Supreme Master Ching Hai explained why it is important to be loving and kind.
Because that will bring luck and happiness into our lives, and that will bring peace into the world. Because loving kindness is our nature, and anything we do against this, against our own nature, will bring trouble to us, will bring disaster into the world. And we can see evidence is everywhere. Okay, we often heard that God is love, yes? Okay, we can say also God is kind, fine. God is love, God is kindness. If we want to be God-like or near God, nearer to Godhood, we must be loving and kind, because we are nearer to the God quality. And why we have to be nearer to God quality? Because love is the principle of the universe, is the building block to anything that exists now or in the future. If we are full of love, then we are more near to God. The more love, the nearer to God we are, the more protected we are. Then everywhere we go, we bless people and we protect ourselves. And all the good things will come our way. That's why we have to be loving and kind. Not just because it benefits others, but first of all, it will benefit ourselves.
Parisian housing project successfully integrates Roma. Following a fire at a camp where a group of indigenous Roma people were living, French charity worker Marianne Narolet persuaded local officials to build homes for the displaced. Approximately 20 families now live in the small community outside Paris, where they are able to send their children to school, hold steady jobs, and care neatly for their new homes. The project is being replicated in other areas across France, as well as in countries like Romania, where government officials have allocated funds donated by the European Union to help create steady jobs for the Roma population. Meanwhile, thousands across Europe have shown support and urged for greater respect for the Roma people, with European Commission President José Manuel Barroso also calling for governments to uphold human rights, including those of minorities. As he stated, racism and xenophobia have no place in Europe. Bravo and thank you, Mrs. Narolet, European Commission President Barroso, Romania and European Union, for your proactive efforts to assist the Roma population. Blessed be such efforts in advancing our world toward one of tolerance and respect for the many cultures that bring color and diversity to lives worldwide.
Study finds heavy drinkers adversely affect colleagues. According to a recent research published in the Medical Journal of Australia, approximately one-third of Australian workers have experienced negative effects from their co-workers' consumption of alcohol. One such effect was that those surveyed had to work extra hours to cover for drinking counterparts in efforts that totaled an additional week each year at an annual cost to the nation of approximately $430 million. Lead author Michael Livingston of Turning Point Alcohol and Drug Centre in Melbourne further cautioned, "While our estimate of the cost to co-workers of alcohol use by heavily drinking colleagues is large, it may represent the tip of the iceberg." Mr. Livingston went on to say that the costs of alcohol are multifaceted, often resulting in reduced productivity at work because of impairment from the drinking, as well as a reduced workforce due to absenteeism or even early death. Mr. Livingston and colleagues at Turning Point Alcohol and Drug Centre, we appreciate this in-depth assessment of alcohol's additional tolls on society. May such harmful substances soon be a thing of the past for the ultimate health and productive fulfilment of all.
Alcohol consumption in the UK continues to decline. Observing the fourth annual decline in 5 years and the biggest decrease since 1948, the United Kingdom saw a 6% fall in alcohol consumption in 2009. Britons are thus drinking 13% less than in 2004, which media such as the BBC is reporting may be due to a rising awareness about the hazards of alcohol abuse that is helping to change lifestyle habits. The United Kingdom is also currently noted to have the second highest beer tax in the European Union. We are glad to know of the wise decisions and healthful trend of Britons. May such efforts as yours motivate more and more people worldwide to be intoxicant-free for the well-being of themselves and precious loved ones.
Thousands in Italy mourn respected mayor. Angelo Vassallo, mayor of the 2,500 population seaside town of Pellica on the popular Cilento coast in southern Italy, lost his life suddenly when he perished from bullet wounds on Monday, September 6th. The mayor and father of two was known for his strong environmental ethics and had been instrumental in preserving a national park and ancient Greek sites, as well as imposing a €1,000 fine for littering with discarded cigarettes. Some 6,000 people came to pay their respects, while shops closed for a day in mourning. We send our sincere condolences to the family, friends and people of Pellica for the loss of Mayor Angelo Vassallo, whose heroic legacy to preserve a harmonious life for fellow citizens will long be remembered. May his soul rest serenely in God's everlasting comfort and grace.
Britain finds unexpected mission of rescuing animals from Asia. During a holiday trip to Malaysia, United Kingdom resident Elsa McKnight discovered 6 cats, 3 rabbits, and a dog abandoned in filthy small cages outdoors in highly distressing conditions.
Although the Alsatian cross dog sadly passed away overnight, she was able to bring the cats and rabbits for necessary veteran care, so they could be stabilized for travel to the United Kingdom. The rabbits were treated for swollen lumps all over their bodies from edema caused by water under their fur, as they had not been able to perspire quickly enough when they were left in the sun day in and day out. The cats were so close to death that it was initially thought they would have to be euthanized. Fortunately, after 5 weeks of treatment, the veterinarians pronounced them fit to travel. The combination of her rescue efforts, treatments, air travel, and subsequent quarantine upon returning to the UK has cost Elsa over $20,000. Although she says humorously that most people would probably think she is mad, Elsa herself stated that she is glad for what she has done. With the rabbits successfully adopted into loving homes, she is now seeking the same for the cats. We are deeply touched by your kind-hearted and caring nature, Miss Elsa McKnight, as surely are your rabbit and feline friends. May the cats soon be similarly welcomed into loving caregivers' homes. For her selfless and tender deeds, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Elsa McKnight with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $5,000, to chip in with her for the costs. She also sends Elsa lots of hugs and love.
Save Our Planet. Rising waters endanger indigenous Venezuelan culture. Rising sea levels caused by global warming are forcing the migration of the Warao people who reside in the delta of the Orinoco River. It is also threatening the freshwater ecosystem of aquatic life there. The indigenous Warao, or canoe people, number around 25,000 and have lived in the delta region for hundreds of years.
Their livelihoods include creating hammocks, houses, and canoes out of palms and trees. It has often been noted that such cultures as the Warao are scarcely responsible for the greenhouse gases that have been created by the industrial world, yet they are often the most impacted. In this case, climate change-induced rising sea levels are now threatening the way of life of the Warao, as the encroaching oceans means they have to search for drinking water and will likely have to move completely from the water's edge and the environment that has defined them as a culture.
We pray for the well-being of the Warao people and indigenous cultures throughout the world. May humans everywhere realize the interconnectedness of all life to better protect one another and our Earth through sustainable lifestyle choices.
Speaking during a December 2008 video conference in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke with sorrow over the strife of those whose livelihoods are jeopardized by rising sea levels, while addressing the fastest solution to such tolls of global warming.
So many islands have sunk underwater already, and many coastal city land has been eroded. 2,000 more islands are sinking. And 18 islands, what we have known, you know, maybe more, but we don't know. 18 islands, including Small Nations Island, already gone, disappear underwater. Sometimes 6 meters underwater already. And another 40 are at risk of sinking or uninhabitable or begin to be uninhabitable because they cannot cultivate anymore because the land become inundated with the salty water already. I want to plead with all the planet people, please stop killing animals, please have compassion, please turn to vegetarian diet, please be vegan. That is to save yourselves and your children. So organic vegan diet is the answer.
Save Our Planet. Dwarf seahorses, one of the smallest in the world, are facing extinction due to habitat loss following the Gulf of Mexico oil spill.
Warning news. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency warns Toronto City citizens of a beef recall due to the spread of E. coli contamination and an infection that in its most severe forms can be fatal.
Hello, I'm Kani the Takahi, and I'm following a compassionate diet. Today, I have a tip about helping your children develop healthy eating habits. You can save containers from your vegan foods and give them to your youngsters for their play kitchen. The USA-based Sesame Workshop's Healthy Habits for Life recommends that through fun activities, preschoolers can be guided to acquire nutritional ways of eating. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather from around the world.
In humanitarian news, United Nations Agency assists residents of Myanmar or Burma in starting anew. Since the 2008 cyclone, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees has provided emergency assistance to help over 400,000 people recover. Moreover, construction materials and other aid were given to 8,800 families to build homes. The beneficiaries took part in the construction while being paid wages and learning carpentry skills. Our gratitude, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, for your dedication to the people of Myanmar or Burma. May all our brothers and sisters around the world be ensured of safe homes and opportunities for productive livelihoods on sustainable earth.
In ecology news, an intelligent pot signals the plant's needs. Named Tulip, the pot was invented by 22-year-old student Natalie King of the United Kingdom. It lights up red to alert that water, light, or a change in temperature is required. Equipped with sensors, Tulip can monitor any indoor plant that has been seeded. Ms. King was inspired to design the innovation to assist her grandfather, who loves gardening but is visually impaired. Congratulations, Ms. Natalie King, on your very wonderful creation. May lovely Tulip help enhance the lives of many thriving plants and eager gardeners. Up next on Noteworthy News, 22,000 colleges in India will have internet access. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. Stay tuned for more visionary news on Supreme Master Television.
On behalf of myself and the constituents of the 48th Assembly District, I congratulate you on your fourth annual celebration. I commend you for your mission of humanity and noble ways of living through constructive news and programs inspiring peace. Best wishes on all future endeavors. Mike Davis, Member of the Assembly.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, happy news for a joyful world. In good governance news, India plans to provide laptops for schools. Developed by the Indian Institute of Science and the Indian Institute of Technology, the affordable device at $35 can operate on solar power. It is intended to be made available to students from elementary school to university levels. To help facilitate online access, the Ministry of Human Resource Development will be installing broadband internet at each of its 22,000 colleges. In addition, the government may subsidize half the price of the computer. Our sincere appreciation, India, Indian Institute of Science and Indian Institute of Technology for this caring initiative. May the bright students of your nation have an abundance of fulfilling educational opportunities with heaven's blessings.
Please join us for a joke told in Gaelic, a language spoken in Scotland entitled Watchdog.
To go to Faragum, Sean Tribbler is now a neat iron to Ain or Lockawan and Telefeast.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I am a vegetarian. I live in Iran. Today, when I saw your website in Persian language, I was surprised. I love it and I love you, Supreme Master. I write your address on the board in my class. I am a teacher. I persuade my students to be veg. I am very glad because I am not alone as veg. I will be very, very happy if you respond to my mail, dear Supreme Master. With love, Nasim from Hamadan, Iran.
Greetings, Nasim. It is very nice to receive your note. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Noble Nasim, your warm-hearted note is much appreciated. Being veg and helping your students to understand the many benefits of the plant-based diet is a great help to our beautiful earth and animal friends. Please feel free to download any material from www.suprememastertv.com/SOS that can assist you in sharing information about the earth-saving organic vegan diet. May the most merciful Allah bless you and your spiritual Iranian co-citizens. With all my love and gratitude, Qinghai.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Gud Vesinje, which means God bless in Swedish.
May your life be graced with nobility, wisdom, and love.
Chúng tôi là Ninh Cát Lan Châu. Xin chúc mừng Đài Truyền hình Thanh Hải của Thượng Sư được tròn 4 tuổi. Và kính chúc Đài Truyền hình Thanh Hải của Thượng Sư sẽ còn nhiều năm để phục vụ những chương trình bổ ích cho khán giả toàn cầu. Chúc mừng, chúc mừng.
The world is full of good news.
The followings are just a few.
In a speech commemorating International Literacy Day, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urges governments and organizations toward improved literacy rates for women to better their lives and increase involvement in their country's social, political, and cultural processes.
On her second trip to a mineral mining region in the Democratic Republic of Congo, acclaimed Hollywood actress Ashley Judd visits women and families affected by violent crimes to increase awareness of their plight and suggest actions for bringing about change.
British researchers show that the original building designs of ancient sites, such as Stonehenge in the UK and the Mayan El Castillo Pyramid in Mexico, included the remarkable intention of also producing certain sound effects.
U.S. and Israeli researchers find that the antioxidant compound naringenin in grapefruit may help treat diabetes naturally, among other health and dietary benefits.
Tibetan spiritual leader His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama donates from his personal trust $50,000 to the University of Wisconsin-Madison in the USA for research into the science of kindness and compassion.
Following an interview with Radio Quran in Algeria, in which former members of a separatist group called on their Algerian counterparts to join conciliation efforts, several of the group's leaders voluntarily surrendered their arms.
Russia launches an unmanned spaceship carrying a 2.5-ton cargo of oxygen, food, water, and medical supplies, along with other equipment for the International Space Station.
A team of British-led scientists find that the onset of Alzheimer's disease can be delayed or even halted through the daily intake of large doses of B vitamins.
The International Press Institute honors the UN-backed radio station Radio Okapi in the Democratic Republic of the Congo with the 2010 Free Media Pioneer Award in recognition of their use of media to foster peace in conflict and post-conflict regions.
During his visit to the state of Táchira on the border of Colombia, Venezuelan Foreign Minister Nicolás Maduro reports that the Colombian-Venezuelan commissions established to resolve differences between the two governments are making progress in enhancing relations.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.